Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. This is The Cult, but it reminds me of the Rolling Stones, which reminds me of this email. This is something like Keith Richards. Hey, Rick. I am your age, now known as old from here forward, and I have a 23-year-old assistant. Every time you are amazed that a, quote, younger person doesn't know who someone is, I ask her the same question. She had no idea who Keith Richards is. This happens almost without exception. I find this very, very depressing.
Do you want to hear how old I feel? I was in the market this morning having a cup of coffee, and I was all excited about Ed O'Neill playing Friday in Dragnet.
Uh-huh.
Nobody knew what I was talking about.
No! What's Dragnet?
Yeah.
They have no idea what Dragnet is. Sarah knows what Dragnet is. Oh, God.
I'm not even going to embarrass myself.
Oh, no!
Isn't that some police show?
Jesus Christ.
Some police show?
I'm going to kill myself. This is
some
no way out
police
of this.
Show? It's the police show.
You guys are just old men. Don't be that angry.
No.
What the hell is that? Listen to that little sex.
I get picked on all the time about my age. Why can't I say anything about yours?
God. I never pick on you about your age. I say that you're young, which is a compliment. You should cherish it and hold it to your bosom while you've got it, because it's eventually miles on the odometer, and then you're going to go, well, what do you mean you don't know what The Bachelor was? Everybody knew what The Bachelor... Everybody knew who... I don't know, insert punk band here. Everybody knew who Newfound Glory was. And then, you know, you're going to have nothing.
Jesus.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland. We're going to get Scott in a moment. Let's welcome our good friend, Kristen from accounting. Kristen, what's up with you, sister?
Oh, my God. I always call at just the wrong time.
How so?
Well, because I was calling to actually comment on Jolie's advice.
Yes.
Because obviously Jolie has never herself been involved with anyone she works with. Otherwise, she would have told this guy to run screaming away from this woman.
Well, because it ends badly.
Even if it doesn't end badly, it's still not good because you have to go to work and look at this person and talk to this person.
And be nice and sweet to them.
Yeah, exactly.
When you just want to kick him right in the teeth.
Yeah.
Or somewhere.
It's either that, well, unless he's dumped you, then you still might want to, you either want to...
Oh.
F him or punch him, whatever.
I don't even, this is, yeah.
It's just not a good scene all the way around.
It's a bad scene, and one of you always ends up quitting. That's the thing. If you have to work in the same building, one of you ends up quitting.
Yeah, and then people around you know what happened.
Right.
It's just ugly.
Seriously.
Take it from someone who knows. Just don't do it.
Seriously, you know what it's like? It's like when you break up with somebody and your parents are still friends with them.
Oh, I have done that, too.
Well, see, that's what it's like. Because then your parents are like, so I talked to so-and-so the other day, and you're like, I never want to hear that name again. No, they were over here for tea. And you're like,
yeah.
Mom, please, I don't even want to hear from them. I don't even want to know about
it. Well, actually, it was kind of the reverse, because I was still friends with an ex-boyfriend's mother.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, oh, well, yeah, Bill's doing great. He got married. They have two kids. They have a nice house in Santa Monica. And I'm like... Stick the knife in and twist it a little more.
Why don't you just give me a nice paper cut and pour lemon juice in it? Oh, I feel your pain, sister.
And you know, Sarah, she has to stop. The reason you don't pick on Rick and Clyde is they're older. You respect your elders.
I
you
do respect
them.
Okay, listen, I'm reaching a breaking point here.
Well, you know, I'm saying this only because I'm older than... At least Rick. I don't think I'm older than Clyde.
And what is your ass reaching a breaking point about over there, Sarah?
It's only been a couple of weeks.
I know.
Jesus, you're 23. What are you breaking
God,
from?
God, now I know how Christina felt.
What the hell does that mean? What, have you got a drunken husband at home, too?
It's because I don't know some old washed-up musician's name or what band he's in doesn't make me...
Keith Richards!
Sarah, just think about it, though. One of these days, those guys you're listening to are going to be old, drunk, and washed-up musicians.
But then I'll like them because they'll be my age.
He's the guitarist for the greatest rock and roll band in the world.
Oh.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
Oh, geez.
No.
What the
All
hell
right,
is
now
that?
I'm getting offended.
What the hell is that about? And it should be noted that for you, thinking, oh, that's just your music. It's not even my music. It's before I was even around. So it has nothing to do with it being my generation's music, because it's not my generation's music either. It's simply classic. Jesus God. All right.
Help us all.
All right. Thank you, Kristen. All right.
Bye, Kristen.
Yeah.
Bye, Kristen.
You try to be all nice now. Sure. All right. Let's see. We'll get Scott really quickly. In just a moment, we're going to get Peter Carlin as well, immediately on the other side of the news here. Let's quickly grab Scott. Scott, what do you got?
You know, Chris Van Catton stole my whole fire, dude. She went out and said the same thing. If your first date sucks, you got to live with that girl at work from that time.
Yeah, yeah.
She'll hound you and know it.
Oh, I had to bleep that, but it's true.
If she's bad in bed or you're bad in bed, everybody's going to know it.
It's true. No, all the laundry is hung up right in the cubicle there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got it. And on top of the fact that if anybody's a Likas 101 listener, what's the first rule?
Well, I don't know. What is the first rule?
If you want your job, you don't screw in the club.
Yeah, I thought it was the $40 thing. There you go. All right, there you go. That's Scott. It's 1-800-727-5955. It's a bad scene. You don't want to do that. You don't...
As much as I dislike Likas, sometimes he does have a lot of good points.
No, Likas has... You know, whatever you say about Likas, you know, here's the thing. Here's just real quickly. Here's the thing about Likas that irritates a lot of people, especially people don't like the bluntness with which he says things. You know, most of his observations about the way men act and the way women act are pretty on. I think the only a lot of people and a lot of them women, they don't like the tone, the manner in which he says things. You know, but I'm just saying. Unlike,
people don't like being called out.
Unlike me,
and that's what he does.
Unlike me, because I'm a. Unlike the lovable little fuzzball that is Rick Emerson.
You always come up smelling like a rose.
Peter Carlin, listen to that. Somebody's in a bad mood, and somebody gave you, and Sue Anna gave you food.
She gave me a meatball.
And
all I get is a
grumpy.
Meatball? Yeah.
Peter Carlin, in just a moment, here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
And it's 2:08. This news is brought to you by the WB32. Portland Wrestling is back. Tomorrow night at 11 o'clock in the WB32, watch the historic return of Portland Wrestling. Chairs will be cracked overhead, saw thrown in eyes. That's tomorrow night at 11 o'clock on Portland's WB32.
Yeah.
An ex-convict in custody now after Vegas police say he stabbed an Oregonian for no reason outside the stratosphere. The 24-year-old woman from Corvallis in serious condition in intensive care. She was stabbed in the lower back while she and three friends climbed into a cab outside the hotel casino at 1:30 in the morning.
Stabbed in the lower back. Stabbed right in the coccyx.
Yeah. So this guy surrendered this morning after keeping police at bay for 6 hours. They had to fire a flashbang grenade into his home. He's charged with attempted murder. And these people didn't know each other. He just walked up, cursed once, stabbed her, and then walked away.
She split on twos. That's the problem.
And now she's split in two.
Right. A malfunctioning forklift believed responsible for making six people sick in Yakima. The fire department captain says the four women and two men are treated for carbon monoxide poisoning. The forklift being used by the fruit warehouse apparently wasn't running properly. The carbon monoxide level was high enough to cause a bad headache, well in excess of workplace safety standards. But it's only Yakima. Well, a couple of days ago, they were telling us our utility bills, at least our electric bills, are going to go down. But now, your utility bill could be going up, and terrorism is to blame. A growing number of utility companies are asking states for permission to raise their rates. They want to add security fees that would help them recover if, say, some terrorists blow something up. The National Regulatory Research Institute conducted a survey last year and found at least 13 states had been approached by utility for a security-related rate adjustment.
Whatever happened to companies just doing their job, and if they made money, they stayed, and if they lost money, they went? It's like, what airline is it that just filed for bankruptcy? Delta or United or some? What airline
was
it?
It was United.
And didn't we give the airlines like $19 billion after September 11th? Where did that money go? Do they all use it to buy expensive tie tacks or something?
It's all that leftover stock they don't want to claim after they all,
Jesus.
They're making better food.
Yeah.
They're charging money for food now, America West is.
Yep.
$3 to $10.
Well, they've always charged for it, but I mean, the thing is now you don't have to have it. Well, it's always on your ticket, isn't it? When you pay for a plane ticket.
They're going to come up to you, they're going to hand you a menu, you go, what do you want, sir?
Well, it's like with alcohol, you know, depending on what class you fly.
Okay. Just curious, because I'm not going to pay for airline food.
No.
Screw them.
Yeah. Absolutely not. Let's see here. The Walt Disney Company is suing Blockbuster, claiming the nation's largest movie business cheated Disney out of more than $120 million.
Let's all cry for Disney. Let's all shed a tear for Disney being cheated. Disney been cheating us out of our souls for about
Disney claims
50 years.
Blockbuster used shady accounting, sold videotapes prematurely, and failed to account for hundreds of thousands of missing videotapes.
Yeah.
Blockbuster entered the agreement at the end of 2001.
All right.
They dispute the claims for that.
Okay.
That's it. Remember Adele, who played at Listener Party 2? He stopped by with a new CD. I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, Don't Puke on My Shoes guy, yeah.
So anyway, I'll listen to that later. All right. Portland Metro forecast for this afternoon. What's it? Oh, it's nasty out there. Rain at times and windy, too. Let's see. Gusts of wind, 25 miles per hour. That's enough to knock over some trees in Beaverton or something. Tomorrow, morning rain, scattered showers for the rest of the weekend. Tim Riley, the KOTK Newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com.
All right, 1-800-727-5955. Let's now welcome, with a heart full of hate and a head full of snakes, it's Oregonian TV critic and all-around mensch, Peter Carlin. What's up with you, man?
Oh, you know, very little.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, thanks.
He sounds... What, have you been hanging out with Clyde today? What, everybody's in a foul mood today.
It's raining out. I don't know. No, I'm not in a foul mood. I'm just, you know... I'm just taking care of business. You know what I'm saying?
Did you... Okay. No, not really, but I mean,
no,
you know, I'll
no,
just...
No, no,
I'll
no, I'm fine.
Kind of smile.
How are you? Did you have a good thing? You went to Kennewick.
Yeah, it's...
Do people call you the Kennewick man?
Yeah, I've never heard
that
before.
You heard
either.
That one before?
No, that's brand new.
Is it? Well, you know, I got millions of them.
Yeah. No, I'm not... What are you... You dick, don't point at me.
They're going, oh, yeah, I haven't heard that before.
I'm shooting straight with Peter. He wanted an answer.
Yeah,
I gave him an answer.
I did, absolutely. But here's what I've never heard before. Has anyone ever called your Sarah Dillon the sad-eyed lady of the lowlands?
No, but I think you may be the first person to drop that musical reference.
I do love that song.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I know. So that was something that happened to me on Fox 12. He dropped some Wild Oats song on me, some Smilin', Sarah Smilin' song. Didn't know it.
Sarah Smilin'. What
Hall
the hell
and
was
Oates.
That?
Hall and Oates. Smile by Hall and Oates.
Yeah, there you go.
How old are you again?
22.
How is it that you know...
Oh, man.
Okay, see, she didn't. Did you hear that? She didn't even know who Keith Richards was.
I did know, Rick.
You asked
that
if he was from Aerosmith.
That was the first.
You asked if he was from Aerosmith.
Kids today got no culture.
That does not count as knowing who Keith Richards is. That's like if somebody says, you know, what about Peter Carlin? I go, see that guy from The New Yorker? See that guy on the Home and Gardening television? You know,
just... Speaking of Peter Carlin, why don't you talk to him?
Hey, I am. Why don't you come on over here, sister?
Touché.
We'll take it on down to Portland Wrestling. Take it on down there with the Japanese spider or whatever the hell that guy's name is on the Portland Wrestling. What the hell are you even doing here? It just makes me feel old, man, and it's just going to get worse. You know how this is, Peter. It's just going to get worse.
Hey,
right? No, I'm just saying.
I was in a good mood, and now...
I'm just saying. Well, because I got the 30th birthday coming up, which I know I'm not trying to make anybody else who's over 30 feel old, but I'm saying that I got the 30th birthday feeling coming. So I'm getting all mental about that anyway. And then I come in and just know who Keith Richards is.
I'm getting closer to 40.
It's not a world of men.
30,
oh, yeah. Here's an email for your ass, by the way. Rick, tell Clyde to drink some Kahlua and cheer the hell up.
I'm not down.
I'm just saying. All right, let's talk to us. So anyway, I did my holiday. I just went to Kennewick and then I came back. Let me just tell you this, by the way. You'll appreciate this, being the TV critic kind of guy. So this, you want to talk about a case of instant karma, Peter?
Yeah,
Carlin.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
what happened. I was trying to be a good son this year because I'm pretty much a repellent son most of the time. And so I did this. We had the original Series 1 TiVo, the 14-hour TiVo.
Mm-hmm.
And so in addition to the other stuff we got my mom, because right now I got the satellite TV and it comes with like this sort of pseudo TiVo, and we're going to be probably upgrading one of these days. Anyway, so I figured I would just give my mom our 14-hour TiVo, because my mom has been talking about buying herself a new TiVo. And first of all, my mom doesn't really have $400 just to throw away in a TiVo, especially because she doesn't need a 60-hour TiVo. My mom just doesn't watch enough. There's not enough JAG and Renegade reruns in the world for that. And so we took the 14-hour TiVo with us to Kennewick, and we said, hey, Merry Christmas, here's some presents. Oh, and here's our TiVo.
Uh-huh.
My mom is immediately like, oh, that's the greatest gift I've ever received. And I'm thinking, I'm just all full of hubris. I'm the best son ever. I'm the greatest child you've ever had. Go to hook it up. Go to install it. Left the remote control in Portland.
You dick.
And you can't, and you can't do anything without the remote control. Oh, without the remote control, it's just a screensaver, man. There's nothing you can do without that. It was awful. And so then last night, I had to mail her the remote control, and then I had to teach her how to use the TiVo over the phone. I love my mom. She's a saint, but she is 66 years old. And my mom operating a toaster without a manual is kind of a dicey proposition, much less a TiVo.
Wow. Life is so complicated in this day and age.
All right. Anyway, so, well... So you have nothing to contribute today except to just make snide remarks about the things going wrong in my life.
Well, but that's just, you know, it's so fun.
Yeah,
it's
all right.
I don't know. What can I say? I got a SpongeBob SquarePants SpongeBob watch on my desk.
I swear to God, I thought you were talking about getting a sponge bath there for a second.
Yeah, I'm getting a sponge bath.
I was having this sitz bath the other day.
Yeah.
Anyway, I watched those first two episodes of The Shield from season two.
Oh, yeah. You know, I heard you talking about that when I was driving around the other day.
Peter, and I probably shouldn't even mention, it's probably illegal. In fact, I think it actually is illegal, but Peter Carlin from The Oregonian slipped me the videotape of illegally, so.
Yeah, but I'm not on the DVD.
Of the first two episodes of season two Shield, and like the first episode, it comes up, I think it airs the 7th. I think it airs Tuesday.
Yep.
This coming Tuesday.
Yep.
And the first episode sucks you in because it's fairly low key, and then the second episode, which will air January 14th, just hits you on the side of the head. It just takes the hideousness to a brand new level, even by The Shield's standards.
But you know what sort of, you know, I'm actually about to sit down and start writing a review of the thing for next Tuesday. And the thing that's scariest about that second episode is how deeply, viscerally you get into him beating the crap out of that guy.
Yeah, there's a...
Because
there's
that guy is so odious and so loathsome.
There's a vicious beatdown sequence that comes in the second episode of The Shield for this season, and it really is like, I remember the first time I saw Dirty Harry, and at the end of Dirty Harry, how he gives the whole 6 shots or only 5, and then he blows Scorpio into the water, and you're just cheering. Just, yes! Excessive use of force! And you are so on the side of the cops, just illegally killing that guy.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with The Shield, where Vic Mackey's just putting the beat down on this guy, and you are just completely with him on it.
Yeah, you are. You so totally are.
And it really makes you examine your own darker nature, I think.
It does. And the fact that he's like knocking the guy's teeth out with a law book.
Yeah. Oh, it just did, and it's just great stuff. Which is, you had a list of the top, I think, top 10 best and top 10 worst shows of 2002, and The Shield, I think, was number 2 on your list, right after The Sopranos.
Yeah. It was all the way up there.
Yes.
It's a great show. It's a fantastic show. I mean, it's one of the, and the thing is, I mean, after I watched those first couple episodes of The Shield, especially after the second one, I sat there and I was so, like, vibrating, you know, after having watched it, so revved up,
yeah,
and sort of disturbed at my own reaction.
Yeah,
I thought this is fantastic TV.
It really is. The show does. It takes what could be a really lackluster, cliched premise, which is the cop who plays fast and loose with the rules, which we've seen a million times,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that they can pull off what is a pretty tired retread of a character premise and make it thrilling is just amazing. It's great, great stuff. So that's coming up next Tuesday. We've got is this Hans? Hans, you're on. Can we get the second phone bus up there?
Yeah, Hans. Hey, Peter.
What's up with you,
hey,
man?
Hey, what's up, man? I just wanted to thank you for interviewing Rick. You're doing a great job, you know?
Glad I could be Peter's sidekick.
Yeah,
today.
It's really awesome. Thank you so much. You're doing a grand job. Just stick with it, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. Is Clyde there?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Hey, Clyde?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What was that all about?
Hans, I don't know.
What was that? Did he hang up?
I
heard him.
Hans is on the pipe.
I think maybe he has a tick.
Hans is on crack. Bob, you're on Hot Talk Tonight at KOTK. What's up?
Hey, you know, talking about the Rolling Stones,
yes.
All the kids today should know who the Stones are.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
They're doing just like Zeppelin, selling out. They're doing Ford commercials now.
Oh, did you see that not only did Windows use Start Me Up, but somebody else is going to be using Start Me Up. It's Ford, I think.
Yes.
Is going to be using Start Me Up. And you know who's to blame for this? I think we all know that this is not Keith Richards' fault, but Mick Jagger's fault. Because Mick is the one. You remember, Peter, you may remember this. Back on the Tattoo U tour, and they had those huge Jovan Musk banners everywhere. Like, you could find a more latently homosexual way to promote a Rolling Stones to have Jovan on Musk sponsoring your tour. Just sad.
You know what's weird? Forget it.
Yeah, hey, here's something that'll cheer you up.
Yeah.
This is a New Year's email, and it was about me saying that I wasn't really into New Year's. Rick, luckily my grandmother died in a fire on New Year's Eve with someone else's husband in her bed, so it's a family tradition not to celebrate on this fine evening. There you go. So, see, Peter, you're...
Yes.
Wow. Things are looking up in your world now.
That's intense, man.
All right. I have nothing else to say. Except,
life is beautiful.
Except this. I only have one other thing, which is that... is it true that watching Ellie, which is that hideous Julie Louis Dreyfus show, is coming back?
You know, I'd heard that as a rumor. Yeah, I think they're doing it just to be stubborn. Just to be, just because they said they would, and nobody likes the show, and the show stinks, and everybody knows it, but they're going to bring it back anyway. Let it run for another 6 weeks or something, and then they're going to like declare victory and cancel it.
And meanwhile, everybody should be watching the Andy Richter show.
The Andy Richter show, definitely. Yeah. Best comedy on TV.
What's coming up in the Oregonian? Or your column's just going to be filled with a lot of. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, okay. There's a whole lot of, like, just sitting around grousing, looking at, yeah, you know, I was on vacation, so I didn't really have a lot to, so there's nothing really in the pipeline until that thing on the shield. And then I'm going to L.A. in a week, and it'll be all stars and starlets and cocaine for the next 8 or 9 days after that.
Excellent. Well, it's good to know that your life never changes. It's good to know that your life remains glitzy and glamorous, and I'm stuck here with Clive.
I'm going to go to bed with somebody's grandma and end up getting burned alive.
your life continues to be fun, and I'm just stuck here with Clive bitching about how the meatball that somebody gave him wasn't big enough.
Hey, hey, you were just in Kennewick, my friend. Don't tell me that wasn't glamorous.
Hey, can I just tell you this? You know, I am now no longer... You all don't know, you won't know this, baby. There's this band, Louder Milk. I don't know if you all are familiar with Louder Milk. There's some band.
Keith Richards used to be in that band?
They play. No, that was. Whatever was your second guess? What, she said Aerosmith, and then this other girl.
Now you're just
Jess,
making this up.
No, this girl, Jess, who was yesterday guessed Guns N' Roses. You seen Guns N' Roses?
Oh, my God. I did not say that.
No, but Jess did. Jess, this
oh,
other
okay.
girl.
Yeah,
yesterday,
the new, the intern girl.
Your age. Guess that it was Guns N' Roses. So I'm not even going to tell the story now. It's just pointless. All right.
Yes,
Peter,
really.
Peter Carlin from the Oregonian. Thank you, man. We'll talk to you next week if you haven't taken your life in a fit of ennui.
No, but I think next week I'll be flying to L.A., but maybe we'll see what we can do.
All right. There you go. It's Peter Carlin from the Oregonian. All right. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Jesus, God. How can I feel any older? All right, we got more on the way, including Richard Nunn from the WB. Later on, Tom Likas, followed by that guy. Yeah, the world-famous Bill Henry Show. That's coming up, too. Don't go anywhere. It's Hot Talk at 80 KTK. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Stay there.
Live from Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Okay. Here's Sarah Dillon with your traffic.
There's from the KOTK newsroom. Here's your Northwest update.
Coming up on 2:30, Jim Riley with news brought to you by the WB32. Portland Wrestling is back. Tomorrow night at 11 o'clock at the WB32, watch the historic return of Portland Wrestling. That's tomorrow night at 11 o'clock on Portland's WB32. Top story, Dennis Weaver visits Oregon. He stopped in Ashland to promote alternative fuel sources.
I thought he was dead.
No, not him.
This is Dennis Weaver from Gunsmoke?
Yeah, Gunsmoke and McCloud.
McCloud? All right. I have nothing.
He has created the Institute of Economics. It teaches people the relationship between a good economy and a healthy environment. The Weavers built a home in Colorado entirely of recycled tires, aluminum cans, and other materials.
Jesus Christ. Why would you possibly want to live in such a house?
But he's trying to promote living in spare tire homes here in Oregon, hoping it catches on. 2 Lufthansa of pilots testing positive for alcohol consumption after crew members alerted police shortly before the flight was due to take off from Helsinki, Finland. Under Finnish law, they could face either a fine or imprisonment, maybe 2 years. Lufthansa begins the long-awaited nonstop service from PDX to Europe at the end of March. For the Metro forecast for this afternoon, rain at times and getting windy tonight with more rain. Low temperatures in the 40s, tomorrow morning rain, then scattered showers tomorrow night, rain Sunday, then rain on Monday, too. Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
Hot.
Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. I hold up my hand, by the way, right there. We got some new pictures.
Pics.
As the kids say, of some of the show stuff. Sarah and Matt, myself, producer emeritus Christina Carlson. So I'll try to get some of these up this weekend, by the way. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland on 1-800-727-5955. This hour of the Rick Emerson Show. This whole hour, not just the 28 minutes now left since I remembered to say this. The whole hour, 2 to 3, brought to you by Michael Hacker Photography. Wedding photography with style and elegance done your way. For more info on Michael Hacker Photography, check out michaelhacker.com or call 503-816-4944. 503-816-4944. Michael Hacker Photography. In a few, we'll play some of Sarah's traffic stuff from this morning in the helicopter. That's coming up. As well as Tom Likas, about half an hour, followed by the world-famous Bill Henry Show. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. I don't even know what those noises are. Richard Nunn from the WB.
Hey, what's happening?
Where are you at?
I'm at Les Schwab Tire.
Why?
Because I needed tires. The way I drive and the amount of rain on the road, I was a menace to society.
All right. Now, you're not getting those $3,000 rim sets, are you?
no rim job for me.
I... speaking in an automotive sense, of course. All right. Anyway, so you're on vacation, but you were doing, what was it you were doing yesterday? You were gambling online or something?
Yeah, that's how we started the morning. Coffee and online gambling until about 1. Then we went and got breakfast and realized I needed tires.
Okay.
But you know what? The profit from this morning online gambling is taking is making the tires less of a bite out of my economy.
All right, so you had a friend from Nebraska when we were talking to you yesterday, yeah. And you were sitting in front of the computer, and when we talked to you yesterday, you had just handed over your Visa number.
Yeah.
You'd been drinking and had handed over your Visa number to some online racing site.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the show, you were $30 ahead.
By the end of the show, we were $30 ahead, and then within about 20 minutes, we were $150 ahead, and that's when we went to that's when we shut it down and took the rest of the night off.
Ah, so you see, you quit while you were ahead. You didn't go in the hole.
Right. And then today we jumped back in and had a couple of really good races. We had an 11-1 hit, which was we bet it just because we liked the name of it.
So wait, so how much money have you made?
Couple of hundred. We're up a couple of hundred right now.
Couple of hundred dollars in one day. Well, that's clearly we're all in the wrong line of work here. Clearly we should be in the sitting around drinking and you know, and doing doing online betting business.
Yeah, the guy that's here visiting has made pretty much close to 1,000 now with the other ball games that he had bet, and he's actually reading everything he can get his hands on, and he's waxing and waning on the Miami Ohio game.
Excellent. Hey, are you gonna be at the Portland Wrestling tomorrow when it kicks off?
I will not be. I will be celebrating day 2 of my birthday.
Yeah, so your birthday
is a weekend extravaganza.
So today is your birthday, by the way,
yes,
right?
Okay. Yes, it is.
Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. We actually have a special birthday wish, which is coming your direction. Let's welcome to the show our good friend Big Gay Sarah. What's up with you, sister? Hey, Sarah.
Oh.
Yes? Is she... Where is Sarah? Is she there?
She was there. Sarah, are you there?
I am. My phone is cutting out.
All right, where are you at?
I'm driving down 33rd.
Wait, your phone powered by... Okay, all right. Well, let's just assume that there were some birthday greetings there from Sarah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Sarah.
All right. So you will not be at Portland Wrestling tomorrow, but maybe. But one of these days, we got to get upcoming action. Maybe where Tim and I go down and we do like a guest announcing stuff, and we can have some sort of media titan battle. You and I can take it to the mattresses.
That's what I want. Yeah, we'll dress up in those sumo suits. You know, the ones I'm talking about, like the ones you see the drunk people doing at the bars.
Completely, and then I'll get a sumo chair to hit you with.
Yeah.
And I'll bring some chairs from home.
Excellent. All right.
I'll get a samurai sword.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your vacation. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Thank you so much.
It's Richard Nunn for the WB. Hundreds of dollars ahead. Kids, the way to fortune is through drinking and online gambling. You heard it from Richard Nunn. Richard Nunn, who is a role model, by the way. Can I tell you Richard Nunn looks like? He looks like kind of a warped version of Matthew McConaughey. Like if Matthew McConaughey had short brown hair. I was watching 13 Conversations About One Thing, and Matthew McConaughey was in that. And there were these moments where he kind of looked like Richard Nunn.
I don't see it.
Maybe I was high or something, but
maybe you just think about McConaughey.
It was like if you took Matthew McConaughey and hit him really hard on the side of the head with a frying pan and everything shifted.
Oh, boy.
Well, no, I mean, it's... Well, maybe that doesn't sound like a compliment.
That doesn't sound good, no.
Well, I'm just saying, All right, let's talk to Adam in Portland. What's up?
Hey, Rick, long-time listener.
Yes, thank you.
I was just calling about you guys making fun of Macaw yesterday.
Yeah, the Macaw Indians.
Yes. Do you know anything about treaty status and sovereign rights?
I don't know, probably. Somebody probably told me about it and I wasn't listening, but what do you got?
Well, the Macaw Nation, they're a sovereign nation. It's like Canada,
yeah.
Mexico, Ukraine.
Yeah.
They have rights that are guaranteed. One of the things in their treaty, when they signed it, was the right that they get to hunt whales.
Yeah, but I'm just saying this, that sovereign nation rights, it seems to me anyway, that sovereign nation rights don't, you know, that they can't sort of supersede international law. And international law is that, like, some stuff's endangered, and so you just can't kill it, you know? That's like some sovereign nation just deciding they can start killing elephants all the time because they want to.
Understandable, but actually they still do kill elephants called choline.
I mean, I'm just saying that religion shouldn't allow you... The purpose of religion shouldn't allow you to supersede what is an international law. Especially about something that could screw up the environment. It just seems, you know, it just seems bogus to me.
I hear what you're saying, but, you know, you got to think of it this way. It's also cultural. Their cultural identity is based around the whale. It's been taken away from for 70 years. It'd be like all of a sudden somebody come down and say, you can't celebrate Christmas.
So
you can't
somebody
celebrate
taking
birthday.
My Pabst away. I think, here's what I think, and the people don't always agree with me on this, but I think when they talk about these Macaw Indians who want to go out and whale, when they say culture, I think that's code for religion. When they say culture or tradition, I think that's code for religion. And religious exemptions, because I view it as religious exemptions to the law sort of bug me. And but, you know, the law is the law, but I'm just saying religious exemptions to the law sort of irritate me. The same way I don't like churches being tax exempt, I don't like Indians for cultural or religious or whatever reasons being allowed to go out and hunt something that is already endangered. It just seems pointless to me, but that's why I'm a cracker.
Okay, well, I hear what you're saying, but, you know, you have to realize, you know, since they were allowed to hunt in 1994, they've only taken one whale.
No, I don't
see how taking one whale is going to endanger the whole species.
No, as always, I'm just saying. So, all right, there's Adam in Portland. That's just my cracker opinion. The cracker says, or whatever it is the cracker would say. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-737-5955. All right, so we'll do Sarah's helicopter thing in just a second. We'll do it on the other side here so we have time to play it. So in just a moment, we'll play Sarah's traffic from the helicopter this morning, and we just got, we got an update from Gabe on the two girls and him. So we'll find out what that is in a moment. Like us in about 20, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Here's the greatest band your ass owns no records by. This is Rose Tattoo. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
So did he agree to call in?
I haven't read the whole email. I'm reading it right now. So
okay.
We'll find out here in a second. Here's Sarah Dillon with traffic.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Let's see. Sarah is hot and can report traffic like a pro. Yes, we will all miss Christina, but man, Sarah is a pippity pap. The hell does that mean?
That sounds better than what's with my hair.
The hell is a pippity pap? Speak English.
I like it.
Jesus. I saw on KPTV she did a fine job. I stress, fine. Right. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. And then he goes off on a long tangent about the Rolling Stones and ends by saying, anyway, now I'm off on a tangent. I only wanted to say that Sarah is hot and did a nice job with traffic and handled Andy Carson's riddling, kneading ass like a pro. Troy, is Andy Carson that little spaz in the tie?
Yeah, he's a little blonde guy that looks kind of similar to Tim.
What the hell is his deal about? What is his... that guy needs to calm down.
He was really nice. I mean, I just talked to him in a little...
Is that the guy that you did the back and forth with?
Yeah, like I passed it off to him.
And he looks at the map or he looks at the camera and then, you know the guy on the ground and you would say, like, it's sunshiny and he would go, well, I'm looking and I don't see the sun.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's all about. All right. So we'll read Gabe's email here in a second. But this is, if you didn't see it, yesterday and today from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m., it's too late now, but if you didn't see the last couple of days, our very own Sarah Dillon.
Which one is this? Is this today?
This is today. Because I taped yesterday, and then I recorded over it with today. My mistakes, I've only got today. But so this is Sarah Dillon got the call to go up in the copter for Fox. And again, it's very telling, by the way, that Kristen from accounting told us, he goes, I watch Fox every morning, who actually works at K2 but chooses to watch Fox for reasons that escape me. Anyway, so you got the call to go up in the copter, and so this is from this morning. This is, and I think this starts with a little bit of zany banter between the host, and then they throw it to you. So go ahead and roll that. This is from this morning.
Okay, here we go.
That's looking at Cross America this morning.
I wasn't sure if you were going to say that or not.
We check traffic and weather back to back every 10 minutes.
We're so witty.
Sarah Dillon from radio station KOTK in for Tony.
Oh, yeah,
Washington
never say the frequency.
Sarah, you've been doing a great
whatever
job.
You do.
Can't thank you enough. How's the commute looking?
Oh, it's looking pretty good, except for that one area. Once again, there's residual slowing from an earlier accident southbound.
I was so proud of that residual comment.
Also around the 99 highway.
Were you afraid you were going to slip up?
I actually did the first time I said it.
There's a shot of it right now.
Bruce had me looking for errors.
Down. This is due to that earlier accident.
They should call her Angel in the Sky. Shut up.
Or blocking traffic, so
Sky Lord or something like that.
There's one shot of I-5. Things are moving along very smoothly. Throughout the Banfield, things are looking good as well. And out on 205 and 217, there are no problems to report. No accidents or stalls. We have traffic and weather back-to-back every 10 minutes, and I'll pass it off to Andy.
Are you seeing a few breaks in the clouds out there?
Oh, gosh.
Andy doubts me. Here.
Shown over the horizon. So it was really pretty.
Oh, gosh. Gosh. You've never said, oh, gosh, on this show.
Let me look at it from here.
I had to clean it up a bit for Fox 12.
Well, it's kind of disappeared
from
now.
My trained eyes. Oh, maybe there's a little blue up there. All right, now I got it.
I was actually talking to the camera guy, and I repeated a commercial. It was something about, it was some kind of cop show, and it said Blinded Crackhead on it, and I said that into the earpiece, but I wasn't on the air. And the person goes, you can't say that on the air!
Yeah.
I'm like, God, I'm not going to say Blinded Crackhead from the copter.
There's no such standards here.
You know what? We could get a blender and turn it on in here, and it would sound like she's in the copter. That way
we
people
should totally
miss
do
her,
that. We should,
you know, we just turn on the blender.
Or have you do the traffic from like a, from like an
far
El Camino
away
somewhere. From the KOTK El Camino. Or just from standing on the roof. We got this. Rick, I only had the presence of mind to turn on the TV minutes before I had to leave for work, but I was able to catch one of Sarah's traffic breaks. She did an excellent job. The report I saw at 7:30 was voice only, so I didn't actually get to see her. My brief observations, though. One, who is the lug-headed farm boy they've got working in the back newsroom? That guy is seriously Magoo. His head is enormous, and his voice is strange. Who's that?
What are they talking about?
I don't know. He didn't say. Who is the lug-headed farm boy they've got in the back newsroom? He is seriously Magoo, period. His head is enormous, and his voice is strange.
There was only one other guy, and I think there was the guy who did the money, like the money watch.
And is his head enormous?
I really didn't notice.
All right. Two, Janelle Wang is the most beautiful television woman I have ever seen in my entire life.
Today was her last day, too.
Really? What? My love for her is never ending. I read in Carlin's column she's moving to San Francisco. That makes me very heartbroken. Janelle, you are my life. Okay. Three, Kimberly Mouse
stocking
is in
charges, waiting in the wings.
Three, Kimberly Mouse is an elf. There are no two ways about it. All right, there you go. That's
her name is Mouse?
Mouse. And she's an elf, apparently. Well, what are you going to do? That's our good friend Stan. All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. We got more on the way. We'll catch up with... we got clarification on Gabe and the threesome coming up this weekend. So we'll read that here in just a few. About 15 minutes away from your friend of mine, Tom Likas, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show coming up to that. It's Hot Talk 1080 KFTK. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere. Stay there.
Live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Is your truck new or is it already showing its...
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, Rick, the guy with the huge head is Craig Breton. He does the financial report.
Was it the money guy? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Well, I guess I didn't see him. I didn't see any guy. I'm not saying he has a huge head. All right. 1-800-737-5955. Somebody reminded me that canceled Firefly. That was Joss Whedon's show, by the way, that he bailed on Buffy to create. So it's the worst of all possible worlds because Buffy has blown the last 2 years because Joss Whedon left to do Firefly, handing off Buffy to this woman named Marty Noxon who drove the show into the ground, and now Firefly, which is the show he left to do, has also been canceled. So we now have Bupkis. We have nothing. Nothing. So your traffic, by the way, just to recap, your traffic was good. It was all that. And plus,
thank you, I appreciate
here's
it.
The thing about your hair, by the way, that guy saying, what's with your hair?
Yeah.
It's not that your hair looks bad, it's that...
I have these huge headphones on, you can't even see my hair.
No, it's not that. We talked about this morning. I mean, it's not that you're... And I'll make this statement, this disclaimer beforehand so you don't get all bent out of shape. It's not that you're unattractive. It's that you are attractive in a different way from TV people. Because you know how TV people, it's always the same blonde, sort of bland looking. It's like the women on TV are all good looking in the same way. They all look like... I don't know.
Shepherd wives.
Well, who's the archetype? I mean, I can't even think of who the archetype
Katie
right
Couric?
Now would be. Katie Couric.
That's yep.
it. They all look like Katie Couric or Kelly Ripa.
Paula Zahn.
And so you've got the
nice
multicolored
hair,
and you've got the blunt cut bangs, and, you know, you wear the prominent lipstick and stuff. You just look totally different than the typical bland,
They started talking about
TV
how
girl.
Interesting I was at
well,
one
see,
point.
They're not used to it. That's the whole thing about TV people. I mean, no disrespect, but they're just, TV people are so used to things being in this one tiny little narrow niche box that they can't, they're freaked out by anything different than that. Anyway, so here's the deal from Gabe. Subject line, two girls and me. Rick, my lucky ass just hooked up the two girls for sure, for show tonight. The cousin, God love her, called me to let me know they'll be over around 10 p.m. tonight. So whatever you all and me are doing tonight at 10 p.m., Gabe's life is going to be better. About 10 o'clock tonight, you look at your watch wherever you are, realize that Gabe has got it. It's got the swing on. So that'll give me time to take a real shower, have a few drinks, and rest up for the time of my life, I hope. I will call you and leave you a voicemail when all is said and done. And then let the listeners know how it went on Monday. If you want, I can take pics of the ladies.
Oh, yeah. Now that's just going too
yeah,
far.
Yeah, boy. And take them to the station so you can see how lucky I am. Have a great night. I know I will. Thanks, loyal listener Gabe. See, this is the difference, though. This is the thing about guys, is that guys can go, be jealous, be envious, but at the same time, it's like you got to give, you know, it's the big ups. You got to give props to, you know, you can't be hating. All right. All right, we got to make way for my man, Tom here. But I want to thank, let's see, we want to thank everybody we heard from today. Daniel Day-Lewis, that Poitier girl, Sydney Ann Poitier, whatever the hell her name was, Jolie from the front desk, Kristen from accounting, Richard Nunn from the WB, Frank from the WB also, who's going to be calling the Portland Wrestling tomorrow. He's going to be announcing 11 p.m. tomorrow night, WB 32. You don't want to miss that. Gabe, who we will check in with on Monday, all y'all, everybody who called in today, the Rick Emerson Show is produced today by Clyde Lewis, somewhat non-punctually, who is in for Sarah Dillon today, who is in turn in for Matthew Peterson. In the newsroom, it's Tim Riley, and once again, in the executive producer's chair today, Sarah Dillon. We got Likas next, followed by Phil Hendry at 7. We will see you Monday. Have a safe weekend. We will see you for the KOTK Noon News Hour on Monday. As always, do not let the bastards grind you down. See you then. Thanks for listening. Bye.